Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Louise Crooks, your Keys to Clarity coach on KTC Radio. And it is the 27th of April. And I welcome you to an evening where we're going to be talking about some interesting topics around the idea of self-empowerment. And I'm very excited to be here to discuss this with you. I really welcome anyone who would like to have a conversation with me around this to call in this evening. And the call-in number is 347-945-6963. Now, there's a possibility you might also be having problems getting into the chat room. So I have managed to open it myself, but there is a possibility that you might not be able to access it from your side. Just keep trying, and I'm going to keep refreshing on my side. Oh, I see Kate jumped into the chat room, so it is working. So just join me, and if you have any questions or comments, please do post them in the chat room. If you do call in, again, the number is 347-945-6963. Make sure you press 1 afterwards so that I can see that you have a question. If you don't have a question, I won't be able to see you on the switchboard. So again, I welcome you all to an interesting conversation around empowerment, and particularly self-empowerment is what I want to talk about tonight. We already have a caller, so I'm going to let them come on and we can get the conversation started. Hi, this is Akisa Clarity. Welcome on the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Louise, it's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Are you phoning in for a question, or are you just wanting to listen?
Well, I mean, I'd be happy to have a discussion with you to get it started.
Yeah, wonderful. That's great. Thanks so much for calling in. Where are you calling from, Maureen?
Massachusetts, Boston.
Ah, yes. This is the Maureen that was on the show with me a little while ago, I believe. Isn't that right, Maureen?
That's so.
Yes, exactly. So I'm so glad that you did call in, Maureen. And so what are your thoughts around empowerment, self-empowerment, and what do you do to feel a sense of empowerment when you have those moments of doubt?
Well, you know, when I have moments of doubt, I try to question myself as to whether or not my doubts are even true, because I think we all have times where, you know, we let those untrue thoughts enter into our mind, and it really does disempower us in a great way. And so I try to question, when those little things pop into my head, I try to question myself and really use a technique that I read about in the work with Byron Katie that really works great for me. And,
What is the technique?
The technique is that you ask yourself if it's true. And you have to, in the moment, you know, what Byron Katie does, and I'm sure I'm not doing this enough justice, but what she does is you have to think about, in the present moment, is that particular thought that you're having or belief that you're having, is it really true about who you are right there in that present moment? And most of the time you can get to know that it's not true, and then it helps you to look at what is true. You know, turn it around. What is true about yourself? So if you say, oh, I'm a terrible coach. So you say that, oh, I'm a terrible coach. I had a terrible call. I'm an awful coach. You know, is that true? You know, are you really a terrible coach? And to really examine that. And that's helped me to sort of regain my power and control over my life and to say, you know what, that's just a thought in my head. I can dismiss it. It's not true about who I am. And it's been really helpful for me,
yes,
as a person. And her book is The Work by Byron Katie. If you've never read it, I encourage people to read it because it really is a great book.
That's really interesting, Maureen, because I did a course through an organization, a nonprofit organization called More to Life, and they teach a very similar process in their work. And it really is a case of, you know, asking yourself, you know, whether what your mind is telling you is true. Is it true, false, or I don't know? And, you know, when you're in that place of true, so often what you are telling yourself isn't true. You can identify if it's false or an I don't know. And when you're in the false and I don't know, you can immediately say, okay, well, you know, what I'm saying is not valid. What my little mind is saying is not valid. And I love that you brought that up, Maureen, because we all have this little voice in our heads that distracts us from our purpose and our sense of empowerment, our sense of being able to really stay connected to the truth of who we are. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you so much for bringing that up. And it's a very, very powerful technique, which I do teach to a lot of my my clients, and it really helps them to quiet that voice down. And, you know, I want everyone out there to know that it's okay to acknowledge that little voice and know that it's trying to protect you. Sometimes we can get so frustrated with that little voice trying to stop us or feeling like it's getting in the way. And when we embrace it, when we create some synergy with it, we actually give it permission to stand back and say, we don't need you right now, but I want to thank you for all the hard work that you do to protect me. Maureen, what else? What other thoughts do you have on that word empowerment?
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't often use that word myself, you know, but I think it's a very interesting word. I think sometimes it's overused by certain individuals and groups of people. But I think that, you know, I think one of the most important things about being empowered is to always stand in your own truth and to stand in integrity. And, to, you know, I think that, you know, when you're always coming from a place of integrity and authenticity, then I think you're naturally empowered.
I believe exactly what you're saying there, Maureen. That is just so spot on. I mean, we all have an opinion or a sense of what that is for us, but, you know, that really resonates for me as well. You know, my idea as well is also that self-empowerment is having a really clear sense of self as well. And, you know, having a sense of the strength of who we are, really connecting with the core, our core self, and part of that is really being in integrity with ourselves, being authentic and really coming from that true higher self as much as we can. And it takes work. It does take work, but it is so worth it, because, you know, we get to feel that sense of strength and empowerment.
Absolutely. I think the more you start practicing that, I think that, you know, if you haven't always been a person who maybe always came from a place of the highest integrity or authenticity and maybe didn't stand up for yourself in the way that you could, I think that when you start to use some of those techniques and you start to remember, wait a minute, I need to be true to who I am, it becomes easier and easier to empower yourself. I just think about myself years ago. I'm very different than I was, you know, 20, 25 years ago, in terms of how I stand up for myself as an individual. So I think it's, you know.
And what was the turning point for you, Maureen, if you don't mind me asking?
What was the turning point for me? You know, I'm not sure I can put my finger on anything specific, Louise. I think that, I know that, you know, as I've sort of, you know, grown and evolved and things have happened in my life, I've been drawn to people that really had a good sense of who they were and clearly spoke up for themselves and empowered themselves. And I think I learned a lot from those particular people in my life. Mm. And so I think that being exposed to more and more people like that helped me to see that I could do the same thing for myself.
Mm.
And, of course, that's been over, you know, countless number of years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that it's been more of a gradual process than it was one particular event that made me say, wait a second, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just gradual.
Wonderful. And that's a really important point that you bring up as well, Maureen, that I want to highlight to the listeners, too, is that you are really drawing inspiration from certain people who you resonated with, whose values you resonated with, you know, how they stood in their power.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sense of what you're saying there, Maureen. And you know, if we don't have a clear sense of self, if we feel a little lost or a little unconfident of ourselves or understanding who we truly are, you know, look out and see who it is that you do feel inspired by, you know, what figures out there really resonate with you in terms of the way they behave, how they honor themselves and the people around them and what they're doing in the world.
Mm.
And how that rings true for you. So that's really wonderful. So it's about also the mentors that we have in our lives as well, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, I think so. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I know I've had a couple of mentors, and they truly have been a real source of learning for me, and have helped me to you know, really get a sense of myself as well. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Maureen. It was wonderful to chat with you.
Yeah, it's good to chat with you too, Louise.
Yeah, and it was a great way to start the conversation. All right, take care. I'll put you back on mute.
I will talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, what a wonderful way to start the conversation. Just want to welcome everyone in the chat room and encourage you all to call in and have a conversation with me around this wonderful topic of how we can access that sense of power from within. You know, as I said earlier, my definition is that it's having a clear sense of self, being able to access the strength within, so that we can be all of who we are in this world and show up authentically. So I really want to encourage you. The number to call in is 347-945-6963. And I'm going to, we have another caller, so I'm just going to see if they have a question. Hi, area code 347, welcome. Are you calling in to KTC Radio to ask a question? Hello? Hi, area code 347.
Hello?
Hi. Are you calling in?
Oh, you're talking. Sort of. I'm more of just listening in to see what the show is about. I'm listening for the first time. Louise, we talked yesterday.
I'm excited.
Hi. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just checking out, and I'm getting to understand what success coaching is for you, to see what I want to do with it.
Wonderful.
And my main questions really right now are kind of, well, they're general and they're personal. I don't yet have a concrete question. I just want to know more about, I guess, what's your core outlook on success coaching, and what are some of the things that you're offering that other people aren't offering? What are some of your experiences that have shaped you that are so critical for you, stuff like that.
Well, I certainly love that last question, just in terms of the conversation today, Anastasia. So what I'll do is I'll share a couple of things that have empowered me through my experiences. And what
beautiful,
we'll do is
yep.
we'll have a separate conversation about the other questions that you have, you know, that pertain to our conversation yesterday. How does that sound?
Okay, sounds very good.
And
if by the end, exactly, by the end I have a question, I'll just press one.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. You got it.
Okay, great.
All right,
great.
I'll see you back on mute. Thanks,
Anastasia.
All right,
awesome. You're welcome.
All right, area code 732, welcome.
Hi, Louise.
Is that Susie?
Yes, it is. How are you,
hello,
darling?
Hello, Susie. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm just overbubbled with today, really.
Are you?
And yes, I am. And I had intentions of showing up tonight on your show because empowerment is just all that I feel that surrounds me right now. And
oh, beautiful.
what you mentioned before about, you know, having to it come from within. I can only share with you, you know, a brief story about it. For me, it had to come from within because
right.
I grew up in an environment where I was kind of told what I should be doing all the time. Like I should be taking ballet lessons and I should be doing this and I should be doing that. And even though I excelled at a lot of those things, I felt that my guidance that I was given then was always very critical.
Yeah.
So it wasn't one of celebration or encouragement. It was more about, you know, here's something, give this a try, it's a task. And then it was, although some of the criticism was positive, it was still criticism. And I never really felt like I could connect to ever really being good enough.
Uh-huh.
So it really came to light for me a few years ago when I started to speak with executives and vice presidents and sales departments and in training and finding out that a lot of the blocks that they were experiencing were because everything that they were doing with regard to their goals was task-oriented. It was always about taking action and goals and next steps, and they were so detached from their own feelings about what they were doing and how they were doing. And I really think that that's where empowerment has to come from within. It has to be something. There's something that's stirring you, finding out why you're doing the things that you're doing and how they're feeling while you're doing them. So I think your show is really great. That's all I really wanted to share.
Thanks, Susie.
You know, and I just love doing it with everyone. You know, I don't think that I bring people to empowerment. I just love being around the energy.
Yeah.
I had a great day on the beach today doing just energy tools on the beach. Really, people would think might be crazy things, but I'm in such a great mood.
That's so wonderful. Well, how can we not be when the weather is so gorgeous here? It's just amazing. Just for our listeners to know that Susie and I both live in New Jersey near the shore, and it is the most beautiful weather here at the moment. We have a question in the chat room, Susie, so I just wanted to ask you. Jennifer just was curious about what energy tools you were using.
Actually, I was going through some papers in the with intentions of clearing some clutter, and I found some old, I would say they're about 5 or 6 years old, energy tools that I had developed. And when I say I developed, it came back to me today when I was listening to Kristen and David Borelli.
Mm-hmm.
And they were energy tools about the blocks that come up for us. And it's kind of a meditation. But
yeah.
She said something very interesting today about building your wealth and prosperity. And that's what I'm into right now. That's what I'm coaching on. And, of course, there's good reason for it because of, you know, what's been permeating our society and,
yes.
you know, thought processes and beliefs and things. And I went to the beach today, and at first I was in awe when I got there, because even though it was beautiful where I live, which is only a half a mile from the beach, when I got up there, it was a completely different vision. And it was so vast and so powerful and just and serene. And what I started to do is I took off my sandals and I was started kicking. I closed my eyes and I started moving my feet through the loose sand, you know, where it can come up above your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you feel that pressure against your feet, you know, as you're walking. And I envisioned them all as piles of 20s, hundreds, and $1,000 bills that I was trying to make my way through. And it was amazing. And then the wind came from the south, which I believe is why we have this glorious weather. But the wind was to my back, and I could feel it, that it was really smushing my shirt against my back. And I, you know, when it sticks to you, and I was imagining that those were just dollar bills just kept clinging to my back to the point where I couldn't shake them off if I wanted to.
It's like that filler stuff that we get, you know, when we get the parcels and it's got that polystyrene inside and it just sticks to you, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, and there was this little sandbar. I wouldn't say little, it was about half a football field size, and I found this little bottle that I knew didn't belong on the beach, a little, those little airplane liquor bottles or whatever, and I took it and I just went up to the sandbar and I wrote abundance as big as I could with exclamation points and an infinity sign, and I was coming up just as the tide started now to come in, and I got to watch the ocean just completely overtake what I had written, and I mean letters big, they were like 14 feet each letter, there was huge.
Yeah.
And I just envisioned that going out into the universe, and you know how when you put that energy out, what it comes back, you know, mm-hmm. 100 times, 1,000 times fold. And it was for everyone. It was just the vastness of the energy. So that was the energy tool that I used. And there was some more that happened before that, you know, as far as taking blocks and putting them in bubbles and popping them and, you know, really feeling my energy just throughout my body. But it was just a glorious physical and present day. I was really in communion with the earth, with the ocean, with the world. That's what it felt like. And abundance.
Lovely. Yeah, lovely.
So,
I can just feel it just from you describing it. I shut my eyes as you were telling me, Susie, what that was like, and I could
just imagine, Louise, going down the street, and you're trying to walk through piles of money that, and no matter what you do, where you go, it like follows you because it sticks to you, and you can't shake it off, and you know, it just feels so great.
Yeah.
And it's not even about the money; it's about believing that it rains on you. You know, just picture them falling out of the sky and raining all over you, and it's a great energy tool to use.
Mm, wonderful.
Because then I played the stock market, and I made some money today in the market.
Cool. Would be the perfect time to do it after that.
Yeah, start some. You have to start somewhere.
You absolutely do.
Well, thanks for allowing me to share.
Thanks,
I'll let
Peter.
You
it's so wonderful, and I have to tell you that this was just so perfect after your show last night. You know, that what they were talking about, and, you know, that...
Oh, Melissa, and, yes. She's,
yeah.
She's very energetic.
Yeah.
And the room bounces when you're in the room with her. I need to tell you that. It does. She's got, like, God force energy when she works with you. That's
wonderful.
What it feels like.
Mm. Amazing.
Like,
well, it was just so, you know, it's that serendipity, you know, the universe. You know, creates these beautiful alignments, and you know, then to have the show after that was just wonderful. So I recommend, you know, our listeners to go over to Wisdom Wide Open when you've listened to this show, and listen to the show that Susie did last night. Do you want to give them a brief sort of understanding of what it was about? Connect the dots.
Oh, thank you so much. Louise, you didn't have to do that. But we had a wonderful guest, Melissa Zolo, who is actually an imagist. And, you know, most people don't know really what that means. Is she some kind of magician? Does she make things disappear or appear? And, you know, in the fourth dimension, yes, she does. Because she's an incredible consultant and a very powerful and inspirational speaker, but she works with your individual energy. Even when she's doing her, you know, empowerment workshops, she can actually identify what your success, your wealth, your health, whatever it is, those blueprints that you have right now, those hardwired mm-hmm. connections. She's clairaudient, and she's able to hone right in on them, and you're able to cough up, and I mean that literally, I mean cough up experiences and the time that you experience them and what those hardwired connections are, and then you get to release them and start in this present moment. And she's fabulous. She's fabulous to listen to. So you can catch us in the archives, and I know that we'll be doing some work together in the future, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And thank you for the plug there, Louise.
Oh, no problem, but it was just so serendipitous, you know, and it's interesting because my friend Maureen in the chat room says that she has one of her CD sets on visualization and law of attraction, so it's all we're all connected.
And, yeah, and the important thing to know, and I really try to come from this place as well, because she doesn't consider herself a teacher, because all she's really doing, and I really meant to say this on the show last night, mm-hmm. Melissa walks her own talk.
Yeah,
she doesn't come out and preach to you off the shelf or something that she learned out of a book. She
mm-hmm.
speaks from being present and connected with her, the God force that's in her. And she's not, you know, she's not into the whole meditation thing, you know, what, like most would think, or not that she doesn't think it's beneficial, but she doesn't really go there, and she doesn't use affirmations because they mean different
yeah.
things to different people, and that's
yeah.
kind of the mind games that we play, you know.
Yeah.
So so she just, her energy alone from her own experience and being who she is what raises your energy. And
yeah.
it really gives her tremendous insight and providing a space and a platform for you to open up and really soar. She's
yeah,
great.
And I could really feel the energy coming from her on that show last night. So.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I know what you mean. Oh, that's
so come to the Dominican with me in August.
Yes, I think we're going to have to. It sounds divine.
Okay.
All
right,
Annie.
Well, thank you so much.
In. Take care.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right. That was great. So Susie Bonham Craig is the host of Wisdom Wide Open, and it's the one show that I absolutely, I try and listen to every time it's on. I feel a sense of my own spiritual growth and nurturing when I listen to her show. So so let's go back to the topic at hand, empowering ourselves. And we were talking about Melissa on Susie's show and visualization and law of attraction. And I definitely do believe that using those laws, using the law of attraction, using the law of vibration, being able to create a visual image in your head, you know, doing the visualization exercises really can contribute to, to that sense of empowerment, really getting clear. As I said, you know, to me, empowerment is a clear sense of self. And when you are very clear on what you're going for and really know what it is that what you want to manifest and can imagine it, can really get a clear picture in your head of what that is to pull you forward. So you're not pushing yourself forward, you're being pulled forward, like a magnet is pulling you forward. Once you have a really clear vision around what it is that you're doing, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's specifically around something that you want, to have a really clear vision about that is very powerful and empowering. You really get a sense of self, a sense of strength, and you really start to also get clear on who you are. you know, who you are, and to the core. And so part of dealing with, you know, becoming more self-empowered is to look at the self-limiting beliefs that we have as well. And Maureen mentioned, you know, at the start of the show, we talked about our mind can sometimes get in the way of really being able to manifest what we want because it's constantly creating doubt for us. And that can come from certain beliefs that we have that we've created through our lives, and we call those limiting beliefs. And so they get in the way of us being able to create or manifest what we want. And so if we can identify those, and that's where coaching can be a wonderful tool, you know, when you are able to identify what your limiting beliefs are, what's getting in your way, it makes it a lot easier to become self-empowered when you can create a conscious choice around you know, what it is that you're wanting to do. So I do recommend, you know, if you want to take that step, you know, to really ramp up the quality of your life, the what you're bringing into your life, and you want to change certain results that you've always been creating, then it helps to have someone who can support you in understanding what it is that is getting in your way. And so often we are getting in our own way. That's a bit of a shock to some of our listeners, I'm sure. Okay. Also, when you go through that experience of exploring your limiting beliefs and creating awareness, you really get clear on who you are as a person. So, you know, there's a lot of personal development that comes from that. So it's a very exciting process to go through. And we really want to spend time in finding what the More to Life program calls finding our backbone. It's our core, our sense of strength, our I, the authority of ourselves, you know, really getting clear on what we value and what we believe in. And, you know, once you have a really strong sense of self, it's much easier to then be able to put yourself forth in this world, come from a really clear stance and stand for what you believe in, and create what it is that you want, and communicate to the people around you what it is that you want for them and for yourself. So Queen of Pearls has just put a question in the chat room, but if you're exploring your limiting beliefs, aren't you just finding more and focusing on the negative? That's a great question, Queen. I would love to answer that for you. So in exploring your limiting beliefs, you really get clear on how you're being stopped, because you're actually in that space of negativity already. That would be my sense, Queen. So, you know, once you identify what's creating that for you, you can then make a conscious choice about taking yourself out of that. You create this awareness around it and how you're creating this pattern of thinking that takes you down to that place. So we all have triggers, and when we are triggered in conversation, we start to go into this pattern of behavior and thinking that we don't even realize we're doing, and that is called unconscious living. And that's what most of the world are in, you know, that living day-to-day unconsciously. But once you expose and confront those limiting beliefs, you can move beyond them, and you can create new beliefs that are going to be supportive to you. And I hope that answered your question. And as Susie in the chat room says, it's that moment of choice. So it's creating that awareness and then being able to make a choice around how we want to be in this life. And that's where we get our power. We become empowered when we can make choices and where we have, when we realize that we actually are able to choose what it is that we want for ourselves. Yes, and Queen is saying, but if they're unconscious, then you can't confront them. And yes, that's very true, Queen. But even in having an awareness that you're unconscious to certain things that are getting in your way, just let me know, Queen, what happens in the next few days. You know, now that you've now that you've created that awareness around having unconscious limiting beliefs, take a look and just notice what it is that you're doing on a day-to-day basis that you're not thinking consciously about that's stopping you from getting you to where you want to go. And I'm sure you'll notice something. And I would love it if you email me or even call into the show and let me know what you discover. So, Queen, just for your information and for others' information out there, you can email me on louise@keystoclarity.com or you can message me in the Blog Talk Radio messaging. So we have another caller, and I'm going to see I believe they have a question. They have their hand up on the screen, so let's go there. And Susie is saying that she's about to burst. She has so much energy right now. How exciting is that? Okay, hold on one second. Welcome caller. I believe it's a Skype call. You're on KTC Radio. Welcome.
Is this Louise?
Is this Jeff?
It is. You were kept promoting my show with everything you were saying.
I was just thinking, Jeff, as well, because just to let everyone know, Jeff is another host on BTR, and he has a show called Conscious Choices Radio. And do you have another radio show as well, Jeff?
At this time, I don't. I don't.
I thought you might have another one.
We're on a hiatus, so there isn't a show to offer out there. But if they're interested in weight loss, they can always go to the New You Radio Show and listen to one of our mini podcasts. But
wonderful.
Yeah, we're on a hiatus.
But, I was thinking about you, Jeff, and I'm glad that you called in. I just want everyone to know as well that Susie, who called in earlier, and Jeff and I make up the Conscious Coaching Circle. It's a panel. We're a panel of coaches that get together on the various radio shows that we host, and we've taken in turns to host the Conscious Coaching Circle and talk about something that's of interest to us, the three of us, and we take lots of calls and questions around what we're discussing at the time. So keep an eye out for that, and we'll let you know on the blog page and when we set up our new shows.
Yeah,
but Jeff, I just wanted to say that it's wonderful that you called in, because earlier I was thinking when Maureen was talking about the little voice that we have in our head, and I just love talking about that you are working on a book right now, aren't you? That's all about that.
Yes, thank you. Gosh, you're just a plugger today. And it's also going to push me to finish it, because the more I talk about it with other coaches, the more they're telling me you gotta put it out there.
Yeah.
The book is still
a
work.
You have a responsibility, Jeff, to put it out there.
Well, thank you, thank you. It's a little pressure.
There's a push.
But the working title is The Monster in Your Ear, and you know that little voice that you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can understand, you know, we all have it, and it's just recognizing and being conscious of that little monster that whispers in your ear.
Yeah.
Self-defeating talk. And I have to tell you, the thing that kept resonating with me, especially with your last caller, was and as well with the comment that was posted in the chat room, is that you actually, if you can recognize within yourself that if you're getting a message in your ear that is not benefiting you or lifting you up, it's self-defeating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I call it the monster in your ear, because, you know, it's that monster just loves to see you, you know, really question yourself, really beat down your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And if you can say to yourself, you know, what I'm doing in this very moment, and actually if you sit back and you think about it, what you're doing right now by listening to this radio show and this wonderful coach named Louise, you know, you're empowering yourself. But if you're outside and you're smoking a cigarette, is that empowering yourself?
That's a great point there, Jeff, because another thing that I was going to bring up at some point during the show is it's about honoring ourselves as well.
Yeah, and everything is an honoring of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to love yourself.
Yeah. It's about respecting ourselves, loving ourselves, honoring ourselves, and honoring the people around us as well. And just even that picture you brought up of a person outside with a cigarette. You know? I used to be that person, you know.
I have to say, you know, I don't want to judge anybody because we all make our own choices. But if you're doing something that's just bringing you down, you know,
hurting you physically.
Yeah, you know, if you're eating cheeseburgers. See, I used to be an obese person. I was 365 pounds, and you can go to jeffcadwell.com to actually see what I used to look like. That is self-defeating, you know, and I was very depressed, very lonely, did not like my job, didn't like the lifestyle that I had, there were so many things that were in my heart at that time that really weren't very healthy. In fact, they were toxic.
Yeah,
you know?
I bet that didn't feel very empowering at all.
No, and if we all look at, you know, things that are a habit for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it actually means, you know, you've got to kind of look at that love that you're giving yourself. You know, do you really love yourself by putting an unhealthy food in your face?
Yeah.
In your mouth?
Yeah.
You know,
and that's where we go back to that unconscious behavior, isn't it?
Totally. Every single thing that you do either is conscious or unconscious.
Yeah.
And the follow-up question that you had in your chat room, too, was, well, if it's unconscious, isn't that, I don't want to paraphrase. Do you recall what it was, Louise?
I think Queen was asking if it's unconscious, how can we, if we're exploring our limiting beliefs, aren't we finding out more about focusing on the negative?
And you are, because it's unconscious, which means there's no thought behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
and that's perfect for what we were just talking about, habits.
Yeah.
You know, there you have a choice in a good habit or a bad habit.
Mm.
So instead of, you know, having those hamburgers, having that cigarette, you know, why don't you walk around the block? Why don't you make yourself a healthy, beneficial meal? You know, and really rejoice in the fact that the universe has given you food. And I actually had somebody on my show last week that talked about, you know, our lifestyles seem to propagate things that we take for granted. You know, there are people all the way around the other side of the world who don't actually get to choose what they put in their mouths every single meal. You know, and
it's interesting that we do that, you know, that we actually end up abusing ourselves with the thing that we have a plethora of in our own society that can be so needed in another society. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. And it's, you know, once again, it's conscious. It's a conscious choice. And And to say to yourself, oh, I've got that small dog, you know, that I adopted, you know, well, what are you benefiting your pets by spending time with them? Are you making sure that they're being, I mean, dogs especially love to be trained. And do you know what that dog brings into your life consciously? Mm-hmm. You know, I know I'm kind of going way out on a limb on this one, but, you know, seriously, every single thing that, you know, even the fact that you might have dust bunnies underneath the cabinet in your in your dining room, just the fact that you're going to have to go get a broom and you're going to have to sweep up those dust bunnies, guess what? You're doing exercise. Who's that benefiting? You know, and by you doing that as well, you're cleaning the air. You're cleaning the air you breathe. You're giving yourself exercise. There's so much benefit to so many things.
And you're honoring yourself, you know, creating a space that's supportive to you.
Oh, you know, and I have to tell you, every coach has a coach, and I hope you realize that for your listening audience. And I have to tell you, my coach really had to convince me about the fact that my living space reflected my living in my life and in my heart and in my brain and in spirit.
Yeah.
And when things weren't, and when things weren't organized, it was like, how's your life going?
It's chaotic.
Seriously. Seriously. And you know how good you feel after things are organized?
Yeah. I know for myself. I actually feel very empowered when my life is organized, you know, when the things around me are organized and very disempowered when it's not like that. So I just want to ask you a question, Jess.
Sure.
How did you then turn it around from that space, you know, when you were very overweight and feeling very depressed and in that space, you know, how did you start to change certain things to empower yourself?
Well, I actually had a friend, a very spiritual, close to my heart friend who doesn't live near me, but he actually came to visit and he had weight loss surgery. Mm-hmm. And within a week, I had talked to another friend who confided in me that a year prior had weight loss surgery as well. And they had both talked about the fact that it had saved their life. And at that time, I was having a ton of health-related issues. And I almost looked into the sky and said, okay, you're trying to tell me something, huh?
Yeah.
Seriously. And just sometimes we have to shut up and listen.
Yeah.
You know? And it's something that I don't think a lot of us do, and I will be the probably the first in line to say, I'm number one on the checklist, because, you know, and to really just say, it's more powerful to listen than it is to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my very first inkling of, you know, Is it something I need to possibly consider? And it's weird because as soon as I started to do the listening, things just started to avalanche. And I was like, wow. And then when I mean avalanche, I don't mean my health, but I mean just the process of having a weight loss surgery.
Yeah.
And also that same friend who was the initial person that told me about it kept checking in with me and also talked to me about the fact that I had to start really coming to terms with why is it that you go to food as an addiction?
Yeah.
You know, why is it that you seem to have toxic feelings about certain things in your life?
Very important questions from obviously someone who really cared.
Seriously, and unfortunately, if any of you know my story, I was, diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, if I had not had that surgery, I would not have been diagnosed.
Mm.
they still would be looking at what's wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
Because I was too big, too big for them to really look into, like, the testing.
Yeah. Well, I really want to acknowledge you for your courage, Jeff, you know, through everything that you've been through, you know, and you know, how you are in this world, and it really shows, you know, how we, it really is about conscious choices, you know, which is what Jeff stands for, you know, with his show, and, you know, to have dealt with some of the challenges that Jeff has dealt with, you know, is a serious testament to, you know, how making choices around how we want to be can create such a sense of empowerment. And we go back to that word again, but hey, you know, Jeff, wouldn't you say that in all honest truth, that's exactly what it is, that you've chosen that path that's empowering to you?
Yes. Yes. And I have to say also that, you know, if you can make a conscious choice, you know, to want to have power within your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to just close by saying that you've got to listen. You've got to listen to those things that possibly you're not hearing right now.
Yeah. And that is an important piece, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. And that is about quieting our minds, you know, giving ourselves the opportunity to hear what our subconscious or our spirit or soul is saying to us, to listen to that intuitive sense that we have about what's right for us, and tapping into that. And so I recommend that part of your sense of empowerment or empowering yourself, if you're in that place of doubt or chaoticness, then, you know, create that space for yourself and honor yourself with creating that space to do a little bit of meditation. And meditation can take so many forms, but, you know, for example, what Susie did today, I believe, is a sense of meditation. It's just creating that sense of space for yourself and to quieten your mind and it might just be listening to a lovely piece of music or listening to your breath. One technique that I like to use is breathing in and out, just slowly taking a breath over a few seconds and then holding it and hanging out in the pause between the breaths. So you breathe in, hold, breathe out, hang out in the space between the breaths. Breathe in again. And when you hang out in that space, that to me is about connecting with spirit. And it's amazing because your mind just shuts up.
Wow.
So it's very, very important. And when we are able to quieten our minds and really get connected with ourselves, everything seems so much clearer. We get more connected to the sense of who we are. And, you know, that again, is empowering. I was going to share a couple of things about, you know, what has empowered me, but I see that we're running out of time. Jeff, do you have any other comments that you'd like to make before I continue with the show?
I just really encourage everybody out there just to really love themselves enough to give yourself some space.
Beautiful. Thank you so
and
much.
Thank you so much for taking my
you
call.
Called in, and let's connect about setting up a new date for our conscious coaching circle.
Most definitely.
Lots of love. Take
All
care,
right.
Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Oh, it's so wonderful. I would love to extend the show, Susie, but I didn't create that intention with the amount of time that we've created for the show. She's saying it's too short. Anyway, it's just such a wonderful topic, and you know, just to have that sense of self through meditation is very important. And that might even be just walking in the woods, you know, connecting with nature. And that's what Susie did today when she went to the beach. She really had a wonderful connection with nature. And for some reason, and I would assume it's something to do with how we, our spirit is about nature and the universe and that sense of oneness with everything. You know, when you put yourself in that space where life is pervasive, you connect to that, and it's truly inspiring. So I really want to encourage you to take out that time for yourself. The other aspect to it is about really getting clear on the vision for where you're going and what you're doing and what you want to bring into your life. So I want to encourage you to do that. It might be through a vision board, or, you know, which would be, you know, cutting out pictures or drawing pictures on a big board and putting it somewhere where you keep seeing and visualizing what it is that you're going for. Make sure you have someone to support you in getting there. Again, a coach. And, you know, this is for anyone out there who is thinking of working with a coach. It's just, it just takes you to that next level. It just really it gives you that accountability partner to get you to where you want to go and create that clarity. So, you know, why should we do what we want to do alone? It's wonderful to do things together and to do it in a place of camaraderie and support and love. So just to make a note of that, and there was one other thing I wanted to mention before we finish off. It's that part about, you know, I had mentioned at the beginning of the show that I was going to give you three keys to empowerment. So the first was creating the awareness on what might be getting in your way. The second is to find our backbone, our core, and really get clear on this, ourself and our sense of self. And as Susie said in the show, you'll hear from all coaches that coaches need coaches, and that is so true. Thanks, Jay, for being on the being in the chat room. Have a great evening. And getting back to that second point, you know, that it's important to get clear on what our value is, our values are, and what we believe in, and also to have a sense of our own value. So think about the strengths that you have, the gifts that you bring to this world, and how you can incorporate that in the vision for your life, in your business, and in your life. So that's the second one. Let me repeat that. Really get clear on the strengths that you bring to this world, and how you can incorporate those into your day-to-day life, in your business, and in your life. And then the third point is to create new habits, to instill new supporting beliefs that will support and pull us forward through leading a magnificent life. So I really want to suggest to you that you create a mantra or an affirmation that really supports where you're going. So turn the negative thoughts into a positive one, and create that vibration, and that use the law of attraction in a way that's going to be powerful for you. So I want to support you in that. And take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for yourself, for your life, because no one else will. And when you take that responsibility, you'll be amazed at how empowered you will feel. And the power you will have in creating what it is that you truly want and how you want to be. Okay, so I think that pretty much covers what we were going to talk about today. I love that we had so many callers coming in, and I knew nearly all of them, I think. So, in fact, I did know all of them. So that was wonderful to have our listeners calling in and my peers on Blog Talk Radio. And we're just about to wrap up now. So I just want to thank you all for being on the show listening to the show, empowering yourselves, and just by showing up, as Jeff said, just by showing up and listening, you really are empowering your life. And that is truly worth honoring, taking charge of your life. So thank you, everyone, for coming. And join us next week for the segment on niches. Okay. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Great show.
Oh, that went well. It was a great,
yes, that went
a great
very
show
well.
Conversation. Mm-hmm.
Very well. That was good that people, you know, phoned in, and must make it a lot easier.
Oh, it does. Definitely does. But I think that's the thing, you know, once you get to the point, you know, where you start to create a following and connection with people, you will then be able to, you know, encourage people to call in, or they'll want to. They'll want to support you in what you're doing. And
now,
that is definitely the case.
There were fewer people on today than before. Is that because last week you weren't on? You know, do you sort of notice that it drops off a bit?
No, it just depends. You know, you might find that, I mean, it went up to 11 people in the chat room.
Yes.
So that was pretty good. And
good,
you'll
yeah.
probably find that there were probably about 25 to 30 live people on the listening to the show.
Well, I'd love it if I have to make my way into my kitchen through the piles of money on the floor.
You know what, Jennifer? I suddenly realized that this show is still taping.
Oh.
We need to get off.
Okay then. Great. Bye.
I'll speak to you later. Call me back
okay.
if you want to.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.